Yes, see it where you find a colored dot, okay? If you see a colored dot, you can sit there. And you can be with your family too. Hi, good morning. Sit, mommy.
Okay, está bien, siéntate.
There. Awesome. Thank you for coming this morning. How are you guys feeling this morning?
Good.
Did you have breakfast?
No.
Yes, no. So, did you wake up really early?
Yes.
Well, I heard some of you must be on vacation. Is that true?
Yes.
It's school over? Yeah, no? Some of you still in school? Okay, well, that's not cool. Well, maybe in another week, right? It should be out of school. Okay. Well, I'm still not out of school, too. That's not so great. But it's about to get good, right? Summer is here. You'll be able to hang out. Okay, so let's get into our story. I have a very special story, but I want to ask y'all a question. Listen up, listening ears. Do you consider yourself a light in the life of others? Do you think you share God's word? Sometimes you try. Do you, even though when you're at school, nobody prays for food, do you pray for your food? Always, okay. And when you walk around and you see somebody sad, do you smile? Not always. Yes. Should we try to smile to people? Yes. Should we try to be nice to others? Hold the door for others? Yes. Say, excuse me, please, and thank you, right? Why do we do all those things? It's respectful. What else? It shows kindness. What else? Is what God wants us to do, right? You think Jesus, when he was a kid, do you think he behaved? We know he behaved. How do we know? How do we know he behaved? Where did we hear about him? In the Bible, that's right. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story about a little girl. It's okay. All right. Have y'all ever heard of a little girl, and I'm translating, so, named Hadassah? Maybe? Okay. So it's Hadassah? Is that how y'all know it? Okay. If you don't know about Hadassah, I'm about to tell you her story. Hadassah was an orphan. Do you know what an orphan is? See, an orphan is a kid or a person that sadly does not have a mommy or a daddy with them at home. Okay? So one day, she was alone by the front of her house. Her house was empty, and she kept looking at the blue sky. But you know, when you're sad, all you see is clouds, right? Even though if the sky is blue, you still don't see it blue. You still don't see the green grass. And she couldn't see the yellow flowers because for her, she was having a sad life. So she couldn't see those colors, those beautiful things that God had made for her. So, let me show you a picture of her. She's sitting there. Do you all see her? Yes? Okay. Let's see what happens to her. Oh, this gentleman right here is called, and forgive me if I don't say this right in English, Mordecai? Yes? And he was her cousin. And he traveled far away to go and meet Hadassah. And he says, come with me, Hadassah. You're no longer going to be alone. You're going to live with us in his house with his family. Oh, look at how happy she got. Do you see her smile? Do you think that she can now see the blue sky? Yes, because she's no longer alone, right? We don't like to be alone. And she can see the green grass. And she just got so happy that she could also see the yellow flowers, right? So now her world turned into color. Isn't that beautiful? Because now she's not sad. So she went with him. She went, okay, let me go get my stuff. And we're going to walk, okay? And we're going to get to your house. And so her sandals will leave little steps, right? Little marks on the ground. But Mordecai's sandals will leave big step, big marks on the ground. And they walk and walk and walk this distance. And she could see all the beautiful colors as they move and walk. And look at what happens. Mordecai worked for the king of Persia. Of where? Persia. Okay? Every day, he will sit at the door of the palace of the king to answer questions to the ones that will come up to ask for help. Sometimes Hadassah will bring her lunch. And so since he had to work, she will bring it to him. And she will bring sometimes some cheese and bread and some honey just so that he could have a full belly so that he can continue to work. You see, do you think Hadassah was kind for doing that? Was she probably following instructions? Yes. See, and she looks like she was very happy doing so, right? Okay, let's see what happens. Hadassah grew older and older. And she was a beautiful girl. We have many beautiful girls here at church, right? She was always happy, always helpful, and she followed instructions very well. So then Mordecai thought, you know what, Hadassah? I don't like calling you Hadassah because I think you are like a star. Wow, how beautiful if somebody says you're like a star. What do you think that means? If somebody says you are like a star, what does that mean? Are stars dull? Ugly? Not bright? What are they? They are very bright. They're what?
Suns.
Pretty much, right? From far, far away. They're like suns. And what is it? They bright. They shine really bright, right? So her light, the way she behaved, it was just like a star showing us the way, right? Being very bright. So he said, you're not going to be Hadassah no more. I think we want to call you Esther. Now, we have a little girl here in church that her name is Esther, right? Y'all know Esther? And she is a star too, right? So Hadassah became Esther, which actually means star. And so she loved her name. She kept saying, Esther, 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 my name is Esther, one time after another. And look at what happened. Now she continued to grow. But the king of Persia, he was trying to prepare to meet a queen. He needed a queen in his palace. He cannot be alone. Now, you know, back in the day, for them to prepare a woman to become a queen, they would take many, many, many months, up to almost a year, to just get them ready for the king. Who do you think was the perfect one for the king? Esther, right? She was beautiful, kind. You've heard when they say you're beautiful inside and out, right? What does that mean? What does beautiful inside and out mean? See, I said her name was Hadassah. Okay, what do you think that means? When they say, Luis, you are beautiful inside and out. What does that mean, Luis? When they say you're beautiful inside and out, it means that you are beautiful because you look really good and put together, but also because you have a kind heart and you are good to others and you're lovely and you're respectful. That's okay. And so she was beautiful inside and out. So Mordecai said, we're going to prepare you for the king. I think you will be the perfect one. So she gets ready. all the beautiful women were invited. Where do you see Esther? Do you see Esther on the picture, William? Yes, right? Is she beautiful on that picture? Yes. Most importantly, she knew God. That's what made her even more beautiful than any other woman in the kingdom. All of these women walked by the king, and the king would say, until who came along? Esther. Now, what was her name? And what did it mean?
Star.
So do you think she bright like a star? She was bright, right? Yes. Exactly. And so she walks in and the king says, that's the one. Now look at this. Her life completely changed from being an orphan and not having anyone to now being the queen. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think that happened just out of casuality? Like something that just happened? Or was this a plan? This was a plan? Who planned that?
God.
So there's something bigger that Esther doesn't know yet that she's going to have to do. Okay, let's find out. So she walks in. She gets big, and now she's living in the palace. And from her window, she can still see her cousin Mordecai, who still worked at the palace. As she read the rules of the palace, there was a big, big rule. No one should come up to the king without an invitation. If that were to be the case, that person could what? Die. Whew, kings, they were kind of tough with the laws and the rules. All right, but there was a thing. If the king will extend, and I don't know how to say this in English, el cetro de oro, it was like a golden stick, I will say. A what? Scepter. There you go. If the king will extend that, it said, I will allow you to come in and ask for anything, right? But see, the king was very strict. I don't know if that will happen to Esther. But what happens is that Esther hears about something really bad. God's people had to die. Because the king wanted to get rid of these people, Mordecai sent a messenger. Esther, you're there. You can change this. You can ask the king. Can you imagine? Now Esther has this big thing to tell the king. But what would happen if Esther just comes into the king without an invitation? She could be the one to what? Die. I know. But hey, the law is the law for the king, right? She didn't die. Well, don't tell the story, William. Let me finish. So, what happens is she has this big thing. But look at this. Now her life is in danger. But most of all, God's people's life was in danger. And she now needs to make a decision. Do you think she got scared for a minute? Right? She probably got nervous and be like, but I don't know if I want to lose my life. What do I do? What do you do when you're in trouble? When you don't know what to do, what do?
You ask God and you pray to him.
Exactly. You ask God, right? Do you pray to God? Yes, he's the only one that can do something for you, right? And in this case, Esther said, you know what? I will do it. But I need prayer. All the people that work for Esther in the palace pray with her. God's people pray. Every single person that knew God pray for Esther so that things could get good. And Esther got brave. She said, I'm going to go to the king. You see her walking? Do you think she was walking like this? Was that? No, right? She had to have her head up, straight up, very brave. She's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up there. I will talk to the king because I know, I am sure that God will provide. God will help us. And if that's not the case, I'm okay with dying. That's quite brave, isn't it? Okay, whew. I get nervous just by hearing about it. But she went. What happened, William? Because you almost told the story. What happened, William? Did she die?
No.
No.
Right? She did not die. When the king saw who came to him, the king got happy and extended the scepter to her. Oh, wow. God's plan worked out. The king allowed her to talk. And she said, let my people go. Do not do anything to them. That is God's people. What do you think the king do? He said, yes. He said, okay. And Esther was known as one of the bravest queens ever. But not just for her, but because God was with her at all times. Did you like that story? Now, I want you to think that you got to be brave for God, right? And you got to trust God in everything you do. Because the world may not turn out to be so pretty. And sometimes we may see the world a little dull. We may not see the blue sky or the pretty flowers, because sometimes we don't see much beauty with the things that are happening out there, right? But you guys are stars, wonderfully made by God, each one of you individually. And God had a plan, a purpose for each one of you. And it may not be becoming a king or queen, right, like Esther did, but some time in your life, you will be challenged to speak up for God. And you gotta be brave because you know what values the most, right? And we are looking up high to a better tomorrow, to a better world, right? A world designed by God, okay? Who will pray today? Luis? Okay. And then you can pray too, okay?
Let's
close our eyes, bow our heads.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for when we need help, we come to you because we know you're the God, the one and true God that will help us no matter what. Please forgive us of our sins and where we have failed you. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.